one of our friends who was my softball coach was diagnosed finally after months of not knowing what was going on with brain cancer. And I was, boy, I was 23 and 81, probably about 25 when that happened, when he was diagnosed. And then I actively spent 3 years avoiding him like the plague. Now we would call it ghosting, but in those days it was just called avoiding him like the plague. And I did not. He asked me one day for some information that I gave him, because he knew I had a therapist and thought that that therapist would be able to help us figure out what he should do if he was going to die at 37 years old. And he was completely unprepared for that. And so after 3 years of avoiding that situation, I got a call one day that he was stuck on the toilet, and the friends that were there said, this is not optional. You need to come right now. And they hung up the phone, and I was like, and that changed my entire life, because I ended up after that, showing up, and it was a life changing experience. We had a couple of experiences together that I don't have any other explanation for them. I wasn't like a woo woo, like esoteric or let's look at, you know, metaphysical stuff kind of person. I was from New York living in California. These people are crazy. And then I had an experience with Jeff that completely, there was no logical explanation for it. It was just remarkable. And he had it also because, and he was in a coma, but he opened his eyes at the end of it and he looked at me and said, that just happened, didn't it? And I was like, yeah, that just happened, Jeff. I have no explanation for that. But what did happen is it sort of cracked this veneer on this very tightly held worldview I had. And what being around death, like sort of facing one of the biggest fears I had, really has allowed me to face other fears in a much healthier way. And that has been remarkable, because when that fear, you know, I hadn't realized that I had walked around with this fear my whole life, and it had been installed in me. I mean, my parents had this fear and they kind of downloaded it to me.